Welcome to the After Show. Tony Infantino, Christy Credit, Nikki Rudd from Warm on 101.3. All right, where do we want to start, guys?
You want to start with what I have?
Yeah, tell us what
you
have.
All right. Go ahead. Christy Credit, telling you to hug your partner.
Why? What happened?
It will build a stronger relationship.
Well,
it's a big
years,
study
Christy.
From Binghamton University that looked at the effects of non-intimate touching.
Such as you.
Hugging, holding hands, cuddling on the couch, rather than actions intended to lead to meh. So, the study says you could still do all that and not do meh. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're good.
That's what
you
I do
heard
with my
it from
fiance
me.
All the time.
Oh. Say that again, Nikki.
That's what I do with my fiance all the time.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
see,
this is breaking news.
This is breaking news for Christy because she thinks that just when Jason looks at her, he wants to have sex.
Oh, my mind.
My God,
well, I mean,
Christy.
That's not
probably,
what I think.
Probably true,
but
Tony.
But what you know.
I just avoid the touching.
What a wonderful
really
wife.
I'm kidding. I'm messing around.
Okay. So you do cuddle.
With Jason?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
She does with the dogs and her son, but Jason, he's left out in the cold.
You know. I'll hug him here and there. He's fine. Dude, well, it's been like 20 years. The cuddling, I just don't want to, I don't like touching when I'm sleeping.
You really don't.
Yeah. I'm not alone.
What about holding hands? Do you guys hold hands?
Yes, we do. Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Not a ton.
What?
Why is any of this shocking to you?
I thought maybe it was just a
facade?
Yes.
No.
You just pretended.
No, it's not.
No, she's a cold-hearted bitch. Didn't you know that?
I'm actually not. I'm the nice one.
You're the nice one.
I am. Yes.
Oh, God.
So, no, we're good.
So,
well, sometimes
weekend.
it can lead to wedding marriage and the wedding industry. This is a good sign that the world is maybe starting to open up a little bit. The wedding industry is going to be booming this year because all the people who couldn't get married last year, they're planning it for this year. So a lot of stuff going on this year. I just hope it's safe. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, it seems like it's getting better, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I think by the end, I kind of think by the end of summer, we're going to be in a really good place. As long as people like Joe Rogan shut their stupid mouths.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, every podcast guy. Listen, I know a lot of radio people. I know a lot of people do podcasts. They're not as smart as they think they are. Okay, and I'm including myself, of course, in that.
Yeah, speaking of that, I listened to a podcast about Brittany Drexel because it's been, years now? Twelve years?
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Since she disappeared, it was Sunday.
Explain who this is to the people who may not know.
Oh, Brittany Drexel, Gates Channel 18, who disappeared 12 years ago on a spring break trip down to Myrtle Beach that she wasn't allowed to go. She snuck down there and disappeared. And I was listening to a podcast about her. You know, the FBI now basically says she's most likely dead, but they've never found her body. A lot of people believe she was abducted and, you know, possibly sexually trafficked.
Of course.
So I was listening to a podcast on that, and I laughed because the people doing the narrating were like, at Gates Chili.
Oh, jeez.
You know, like, oh, my gosh.
Whoopsie.
Can you guys do a little bit of homework? But I remember when I moved here, I didn't know any of that stuff.
No, I didn't. Good. Doug Emblidge messed with me the first time. Remember that, Tony? Doug Emblidge was working with us, and he goes, okay, Christy, how would you say this town, A-V-O-N? I'm like, Avon. He's
Avon.
Like, yep, that's how you say it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I did Chili instead of obviously, right? And he's like, totally it. You are so good.
Oh, my
gosh. We have Charlotte instead of Charlotte. We have Lima instead of Lima.
There were so many.
Yeah.
There's so many in Rochester. And I have such a hard time now when I need to say Charlotte, North Carolina.
I can't.
I have to write LIT.
Yes.
Because I want to say Charlotte.
Well, because is it Charlotte's Web? Yeah, it's Charlotte's Web. So you got to say, and I don't know how it ended up being Charlotte, but that's just the way it is. You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because nobody, you know, growing up here, nobody ever called it Ontario Beach Park ever.
Mm-hmm. They
we
always
say, we're going to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
You never say Ontario Beach Park. Mm. And I know news people say it, and you know what I call foreigners say it.
Foreigners.
But we call it the Hamlin Beach Parkway because that's where you go. You know, when you get on the parkway, you're only going to Hamlin Beach. I don't know what it's called really in real life, the parkway there, but we always called it just Hamlin Beach Parkway.
Ontario State Parkway, I think.
Yeah, but nobody calls it that.
Oh, my goodness.
And by the way, Ontario Beach Parkway, Ontario Beach, parking area number 5, best one.
So weird. So weird.
I don't want to know where you were hanging out as a teenager.
Charlotte.
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 Hang around.
I had an out of body experience at Charlotte one time.
Oh no!
What?
It's a true story.
Well,
listen, I'll tell you a story. Back when I worked at the CMF, the rock station, and people brought radios to the beach. Remember, radios?
Okay, yeah.
Boom boxes, things like that. And so I go to Charlotte with a buddy of mine, and there's a commercial on that has my voice on it, and it's coming from everywhere.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's like, it was the weirdest feeling. Because it's very strange when you hear your voice. You know, I hear it, obviously, I know, you know, I'm on the radio. But as I walk onto the beach and I hear my voice coming from everywhere, and it took a second to realize what was going on.
Right.
Because I was like, really? What the hell is that? It was weird. It was just a weird thing. But
see, I'm surprised you weren't like, who is that guy? He's amazing.
Well, that was understood.
Oh, okay. Just check it.
Now, do you like the sound of your voice, Tony?
You know, it's funny you should say that, Nikki, because sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah.
When I hear things, you know, for that first time you hear the sound of your voice, you go, that's not me. Well, it
right.
is. You don't hear it. But I hear my voice now, how you hear it, because I'm still used to it. And it's funny. I talked to Rich Little. Remember, you know who he is, the guy that imitates everybody?
Mm-mm.
Rich Little was a big-time entertainer in the 70s and 80s and even 90s. He's still out there doing stuff, but he was the guy that did every, you know, every impersonation of everybody, and he was like the best one at it ever. And just look him up. He's
I'm
truly
thinking
amazing.
Dana Carvey. He did all the best impressions.
Yeah.
Richard Carruthers Little, Canadian-American impressionist and voice actor.
Yeah, he's amazing. And so basically I spoke with him when he was doing a show in Rochester. And we talked about it. He said, I can hear, I said, how do you do it? Because that's always been one of my favorite forms of entertainment, people who can change their voice to sound like someone else. And I said, how do you do that? I mean, how do you actually change your voice? He says, well, I hear my voice like you hear my voice, so I know how to change it. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And he trained himself since he was a little kid. Because, you know, everybody did, you know, back then everybody did Ronald Reagan going, Will. But when he did it, it really sounded like Ronald Reagan. I mean, everybody can do that. Well, mommy. But it doesn't sound, you're faking it. But he sounded like Reagan. And he's the only guy that could ever do Johnny Carson.
Wow.
Because Carson has a weird voice. But
it's funny the age gap, though, because you say Rich Little, she says Dana Carvey.
Yeah. Well, Dana Carvey is a comedian, and he does some impressions, but they're not like really good ones. He does what I call caricatures of impressions, like when he does George H.W. Bush. Not gonna do it. He's not sounding like George Bush. He's mimicking and making fun of him.
No but, new taxes.
Right. Okay. Just gonna raise the old ones.
I'm showing my age.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness. But, so I was gonna tell you guys it's a big weekend. I was wondering if Christy is dealing with this too. Opening day turkey hunting?
Yes, Jason has already talked about it. In fact, my ex-brother.
Hold on, we have to name this Redneck Corner.
Okay.
Redneck Corner. Time for your Redneck Corner.
Do I need to change my voice?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
should.
For this.
My ex-brother-in-law called up my husband, and he said, we going to leave at 3-4 in the morning. I think that's what they said.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
my husband said, are you nuts? This is turkey. This is not like deer hunting.
Really? You don't? They're turkey, they're out all day, right?
He doesn't take it. No, usually you want to. You have to get it in the morning.
You only have so much time. Oh. I think it's before noon or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, two turkey stories I got for you. Ready for these?
Oh, sure. Tony has turkey stories?
I got turkey stories. When I lived in Webster, I had a hammock set up in my backyard, and behind me was Forever Wild, and then there was a neighborhood a little past that, okay? Every day at 2:30, 19 turkeys would walk from my Forever Wild through my woods in my backyard to the neighborhood over, because the guy would feed them.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Every day at 2:30, 19 turkeys would walk through my woods in single file, go to that guy's house, eat all his food that he left out for him. And the first time I was like, what the hell is this? And I see 19, I counted 19 turkeys walking through
my
woods part. And then one time, this is before that, like years ago, I'm taking a nap and I hear some banging, right? And I think maybe people were doing, they're still building some houses in the neighborhood at this point. So I thought, well, it's construction workers are building a house. So I wake up after like an hour, and this banging is still going on, but it seems closer. I walk out my front door. I go to the side of my house, and there is a tom turkey who was huge, banging his head against the side of my house. He'd been doing it for over an hour.
Oh, no. What
and
happened?
I don't know, but I looked at it.
What went wrong in his life?
Most people around Tony tend to go a little cray-cray after a while.
That's right. Yeah, see, Christy bangs her head every day. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and for a moment there, I didn't know what I was looking at because I'm thinking, there's a turkey banging his head on the side of my house. And he looked at me, and then he just did your gobble, do your gobble. And then he ran off into the woods.
That is so weird. And tell me about it. Long beard?
I don't remember, Nikki.
That's the important thing, Tony, when you're hunting turkey. You want a long beard on that thing.
Does that mean they're old?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I don't know what, but it was the weirdest thing I ever saw, and it was just, you know, stupid.
So strange.
I know.
Well, I just got, we get, you know, releases from the DEC. Uh-huh. And I was just going through this. I mean, literally, while we're talking, I was looking at the email from the DEC. I guess they got called out to Angola in Erie County for an overly friendly turkey at a throughway rest stop. The turkey was extremely friendly, allowing people to pet it and refuse to leave the rest stop.
Oh, he was having fun.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
It's so weird.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad I could join in on Redneck Corner today.
Yes, you're welcome. You, too, have stories for Redneck Corner.
Now let's get some music for that, too.
Sure.
That's right. Okay. All right. That's it for today. The podcast. Share it with your friends on all your socials, and we'll make new friends. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.